Ultra running helped me find sobriety, says Isle of Wight woman. Date modified colon 2025-05-29T14:49:06.924Z. Description colon Charlotte Fisher from the Isle of Wight reflects after finishing third in a 100-mile race in Wales, comma dot. Ultra running helped me find sobriety, 1 hour ago, save, Curtis Lancaster BBC News, save, Charlotte Fisher said her life has just been running for the last 2 years. A long-distance runner said the sport has given her a better life after she struggled with binge drinking and her mental health. Charlotte Fisher, from Newport on the Isle of Wight, has been running for 2 years and finished third in a 100-mile race in Snowdonia in Wales on May 17. Her podium finish means she has now qualified for the Ultra Trail du Mont Blanc, often called the Olympics of trail running. Reflecting on her running journey, she said, "It has put me on a positive trajectory in life." The 31-year-old said she was inspired to sign up for her first charity run after her aunt became terminally ill with bowel cancer 2 years ago. Ms. Fisher said before her aunt died she asked her to challenge herself and raise money for the hospice that cared for her. She said before this point she had struggled with her mental health and binge drinking. "I've found sobriety and I just feel I'm living a much healthier and happier life now," she said. Charlotte Fisher, she has now qualified for the Ultra Trail du Mont Blanc, described as the Olympics of trail running. Ms. Fisher signed up for an Isle of Wight ultra race, having never taken part in any form of running event before, and after only undertaking 12 weeks of training. She won that race and said, "Since then my life has just been running. There was a lot of moments where I thought, why am I putting myself through this? The length of the trails means that often she can be alone on the track," she said. "I had some hours where it's just me and my own brain. Those times can be quite hard," Ms. Fisher said. "It's kind of like a meditational state where my inner monologue is just constantly talking to itself. But then sometimes there's just aspects of calm, when I am just focused on the climb or on the descent because it is so difficult and I kind of get that peace." You can follow BBC Hampshire and Isle of Wight on Facebook, X, Twitter, or Instagram. More on this story, the runner who went viral and sparked a campaign for change for women, runners prepare for Amazon Ultramarathon, Newport, Hampshire and Isle of Wight.